Computers don't make errors. What they do on purpose.
Hi, this podcast isn't necessarily going to go up to BCT, but this is primarily for you, Larry. This is Rick Harmon, and I basically want to do a recording here for some assistance, more than anything else. It's a technical problem I've asked about on several mailing lists, and I've got a lot of answers. So far, nothing has led me anywhere. I've talked to FS about it, and they've really not got me anywhere. I've talked to the place that set my computer up for me, that had custom built it for me, and they've not got anywhere. A buddy of mine who's a techie, he's looked at it to some extent for me, and we really haven't got anywhere there either, mostly because he's just not been able to have the time to help me with it too much. But so I want to do this podcast here and send it up. And Larry, if you think it might be good to put out for the more technical-minded on BCT, maybe somebody would have an answer for me and could help me, that's fine. Primarily, I just wanted you to listen to it first, since you have far more experience in these matters than I do, and are probably a fair bit more technically inclined. So I'm going to start. Let me give you some background here. This current system is an Athlon 64 3500 plus system. It has 1 gigabyte of RAM, DDR400. The motherboard is a Gigabyte K8N Ultra SLI. The video card is an NVIDIA PCI Express GeForce 6200 Turbo Cache. The sound card is a Audigy 2 PCI card. And let's see what else. Hard drives, I guess, really don't matter, but the main hard drive in it is a 36 gigabyte Western Digital 10,000 RPM Raptor drive, and then the secondary drive is a Western Digital 200 gigabyte. Both those drives are SATA 1 drives and are hooked up in a SATA 1 controller. Problem I am having, and this initially started happening, I was on a Intel system initially for about a year when I had the system first built. It was a 3 gigahertz system. And after a while, I started having some problems with spontaneous rebooting of the system. And, the system would come back, say it's recovered from a serious problem. We really didn't determine what was going on with it. Basically, because I didn't know to send the dumps to anybody. So I kind of ignored them, and that kind of screwed me to an extent. So what happened here, or a few months ago, was I had the system taken to the shop, and they put this Athlon board and processor in. The only changes from the original system were the motherboard and the processor and the video card. The original motherboard was an Intel Pentium 3, an Intel Pentium 4 3 gigahertz processor with hyper-threading technology. And the video card was just a plain old GeForce, NVIDIA GeForce MX 4400, I believe. Everything else was the same. So after they put this system together for me, brought it home, started working with it, and I immediately noticed serious problems with JAWS. Speaking when the system was under significant CPU load. And I'll demonstrate that here in a minute. We started having crashes with it again, spontaneous reboots. This time I sent the mini dumps to my friend, and he looked at them, and they initially pointed to the jawsvid.dll file, which is, I believe, the hook that JAWS uses into the video system. Called FS, they told me to upgrade my NVIDIA drivers to the latest ones, so I did. And I've also, to the best of my ability, I've upgraded the motherboard chipset drivers all to their latest drivers. I've updated the Odyssey 2 to its latest drivers. And I am still having spontaneous system resets of the system with, blue screen stop errors. The last one I had was really interesting. I sent an entire system dump to my friend, a 1 gig system dump, and he analyzed that for me and determined that it was coming up with NTFS.sys, which I'm sure you know is the file system drivers, real low level stuff there. And he had determined that from the stop code that the system gave, the problem was either due to bad memory timing, potentially, or some kind of a driver or controller issue. And I haven't been able to get anywhere with that, and I think that's a separate problem from the JAWS problem. But nonetheless, I'd like to know what that problem's about, too. Okay. Let me bring up a program here so I can try and show you what this does.
WS.
Let's see.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, not selected, my computer, 1 of 26, the S, Skype, S, speed fan, S, Skype, a dash, search and, destroy left parent for, blind users right parent.
Okay. Spybot search and destroy is one of the programs that tends to cause me trouble if I try to use JAWS to speak while it is running in certain parts of it. So let me start this up.
Enter. 10%. Update progress. Button to activate, press spacebar, 9%. Spybot dash search and destroy, check for problems, button to activate, press spacebar, Alt plus C.
So I'm going to do that. I'm going to tell it to check for problems.
Space, context menu, please wait, scan in progress, .. to navigate, press up or down arrow, P.
I'm going to maximize 0%. My display.
Alt space, system menu, X.
Or my window.
Leaving menus. 3%. Running dot dash check left parent 1322/38820: dialer underline xx right parent graphic 246, 5%.
And so far it's okay. I'll let it get up to about 21 to 22% here. And it starts there, and there's another section where it does it.
10%.
Twenty
21%. Running on dash check left parent 7984/38820 colon cool www. Running on dash check left parent 8188/38820 colon cool www search dot feed 2 dll right parent graphic 246. Running on dash check left parent 8546/38820 colon.
Being haved for the moment.
23%.
There, I've stuttered a little bit.
Running on dash check left parent 9044/38820 colon cool www search dot feed 2 installer right parent.
There, it stuttered quite a bit more.
Running on dash check left parent 10822/38820 colon cool www search dot.
There, did it again. A little bit. It's not doing it real severe at the moment.
32%.
Sometimes it's real severe. I'll show you in another program 36%. Here in a moment what it does. This will do this again up in the 40s.
40%. Running on dash check left parent 15690/38820 colon Smith Row dash C right parent. Running bot dash check left parent 18137/38820 colon backdoor dot win 32.sd bot dot gen right parent running bot dash check left parent 19,552%.
Let it get up here. I think about 65% starts stuttering real bad again. And it seems 56%. To be something to do with the processor load system.
57%.
Yeah, they're stuttering again. Processor loads, maybe disk.
60%.
Heavy disk activity, high, you know, high processor, some combination of each. I'm not real sure.
Running on dash check left parent 24814/38820 colon Windows.
And I'm just hitting my insert page down to do this, and
65%.
It's real sluggish in responding too. I'm hitting it now.
Running on dash check left parent 25172/38820 colon Windows dot redirected host right parent.
And it's taking, you know, like 3 seconds before it even says anything.
66%. Running on dash check left parent 25489/38820 colon Windows dot redirected host right. Running bot dash check left parent 26958/38820 colon c2 dot log right parent graphic.
And it just kind of, you know, breaks up and distorts somewhat. I'm going to go ahead
72%.
And let this finish, and then I'll bring up Goldwave. And Goldwave does it real good too, and I'll show you that. I really don't understand the problem. I mean, this system,
75%.
You know, is supposed to be equivalent to a 3.5 gigahertz Intel system.
78%.
The actual clock speed of the Athlon is 2.2 gigahertz.
85%.
But from what I've been told and what I understand about the two processor
84%.
Speeds on the Athlon and the Intel do not mean the same thing
86%.
Due to the processor instruction sets and the way Intel does theirs, the way Athlon does theirs, where Athlons do more work
100%.
Per clock cycle than the Intel systems do. The Intel system ran, I mean, really, really good. I mean, it was super fast. I could run a lot of stuff in the background. Never, ever had a problem. You know, it was just solid except for the reboot problem. And now this system, you know, just is real, gets real picky when much is running.
11 problems found, left parent 527.
Okay, that's finished. So we'll exit out of that.
Alt F4, desktop, folder view, list view, private dash search and destroy left parent for P, gold wave.
I'm going to bring gold wave up.
Enter. For a list of Gold Wave commands, press JAWS key plus H. Gold Wave, Melt All Def, Menu, File Menu, Open, dot, 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 Enter, Leaving Menus, Alt Shift Tab, DCT Podcast Tab.
Okay, I'll just bring that up. That's fine.
Enter. Processing audio decompression dialog. Time remaining. ::0% right parent. Cancel button to activate. Press space bar. Processing audio decompression time remaining. :0 o'clock left parent. 82% right parent. Gold wave. The open file is burnlessscentedcandles.mp3. The open file is
Okay, it didn't break up too much there decompressing it. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to save this back out as an MP3.
Alt F, menu, Alt Club, Enter, Save Control, Save as dot dot enter, leaving menus, file name colon, edit TEST1, tab, save as type colon, combo box, MPEG audio left parent star dot MP3, tab, combo box, layer dash 3 ACM, 44,100 HZ, 96 KB, layer dash 3 ACM, 44,100 HZ, 128 KBPS, joint stereo.
And I'm going to save it out. It's about what I generally save these at. And I'm going to save it now. And I'll get up close to the mic here so you can hear it good.
Enter. Press. Testing save given test 1.mp. E3D dialog.
Og. There, it's doing it real good.
In a colon. 0.013% right to parent. Cancel button. To activate, press space bar. 15%. 20%. Processing. Saving test 1.mp3 time remaining. :. 0.01 left parent. 25% right parent. 30%. Time remaining. :. Progress bar. 42%. 45%.
You know, it just totally breaks up.
Time remaining. :. Cancel button to activate. Press space bar. 60%.
6. You know, it's just
65%.
Totally breaking up.
70%. 75%.
And I mean, that's terrible. I mean, that just drives you crazy listening to that all the time.
85%. 90%.
And that pretty much
95%.
That tells you real good there.
Confirm dialog. File has been converted and saved. Update list escape. Gold wave. The open desktop folder view list view. Gold wave. 18 of 26. To move to items, use the arrow keys. Start menu. Microsoft T. T-A-B-B-T. Quick start T. Text aloud. T.
Here's another one. This really, really has me really puzzled.
Enter. Leaving menus. Splash form.
This is text aloud.
Blank. Text aloud. Blank. Preface. With the explosive growth of the internet.
And this is a large text file. It's Windows XP unwired. Now if I press Control F3 to have the voice read it, it's fine.
Windows XP unwired preface with the explosive growth of the internet. More and more people got connected. The world suddenly became much smaller because the distance between people from different parts of the world no longer prevented them from collaborating. In the 90s, there was a frenzied race to get people and corporations connected. Today, Control F10.
And it's fine. And that's the voice I'm using is the IBM VivaVoice Read, which actually is the same thing as the Eloquence Read. I translate my MP3 files to that voice to play them on, not my MP3, my text files to MP3 so I can play them on the book port. Now, hit an Alt-S.
Alt-S, menu, speak menu, speak current article to file, you.
I'm going to tell this that I want to write it out to a file.
Enter, leaving menus, confirm output directory, directory, colon, edit, C, colon, backslash documents and settings, back, enter.
Now, while this is working, I have no JAWS voice whatsoever. It's so bogged down, supposedly, that I have no voice whatsoever. I'm hitting my insert page down. I should get a status and a percentage of what it's working on. And here in about 2 or 3 minutes, it will start speaking. It'll stutter. I mean, really, really bad. You won't get anything out of it. And it does this all the ways through the translation from text to MP3. Now, if I... let's see here. Let me... If I do a control... F...
Control F9.
I'm pausing the operation. I get my speech back.
Article 1 of 1 colon, Windows XP unwired 2%.
And there's where it's paused at. Now if I do a control alt delete.
Alt control delete, Windows task manager dialog, processes page, T, text allowed MP3.x2684.
If I change
16,632K.
The priority.
Applications. Applications, end process, debug, set priorities up, real time, high, above, normal, end. Below normal, end, enter, leaving menus, task manager, space, processes, list view, text allowed, MP3.x2684.00.16632K8.2 of 36, to move to items view, alt F1, leaving menu bar, processes, list view, text, alt F5, alt F4,
oops,
text allowed.
Okay, I do a control F9 again to make this start up.
Control F9. One article, 2%.
I can now get the JAWS speech back again, but I have to lower the priority of text allowed to do this. And, you know, I didn't have to do this at all on the Intel 3 GHz system. It ran fine. And I assume nobody else is having the problem, or they would, I'm sure, would be complaining about it profusely to Next Up, or whatever they're called, I forget. So I'm going to stop this. I think you get what I'm trying to say.
Alt F4, close window action, close window action, exit text. Enter, desktop, folder view, list view, gold wave, 18 of 26. To move the items, use the arrow keys.
Okay, and that pretty much shows you what's going on. And I just wanted to add something here after the recording, in case anybody was wondering. The system was just reset just before I did this recording. There is not really a whole lot of stuff running. Currently, the only programs that are running are JAWS, AVG, Antivirus, and... Cygate personal firewall, and that's it. So there's no system load, you know, to speak of otherwise, you know, that you know, you might say, well, there's a lot of system processes in the background running, and maybe that's what's causing problems when other things are running. But I've looked through that, and you know, there really isn't. You know, there's all the Windows stuff and everything, all those processes is running, but you know, other than that, you know, no great number of things. You know, I try to make sure when I'm running CPU-intensive applications that I don't have a whole lot of stuff running. So just wanted to add that to this. Also, I didn't show you OpenBook, but when OpenBook loads up and it says, you know, welcome to OpenBook 7.02, it breaks up real bad, and when I'm trying to use OpenBook, it tends to want to stutter and stuff. So you know, that's a real problem too. And so, and I don't know what's going on there either, but that's another program it does it in, and I won't show you that. There's no need to. FS suggested that I bump my virtual memory cache up to 3 gigabytes, and I did that. And I don't know. Problem may have slightly lessened, but not much. Had somebody go into the BIOS settings. We told it to set for optimum settings on several of the BIOS screens. And that didn't have any real effect either. So I'm kind of at a loss at this point to identify the problem. I've talked to several people on the mailing list that are using Athlon 64 systems that are not having this problem at all. So if you have any ideas of anything I could try, I sure would welcome any input from you. If you would like to put this up on the BCT site, make sure that you tell everybody it's not a general podcast. It's for techies only that want a challenge. Most people aren't going to want to listen to this. It's not interesting to anybody. And thank you for listening to it. Thank you for any input you have. If you post it, thank you. And thank you to anybody that can give me any help. I would really appreciate it because I'm really ripping my hair out at this point and getting really disgusted about it because it's just no fun to use the system. It's you know, when JAWS speaks as it should and everything's working smoothly, you know, it's a pleasure to use. And my other system was a pleasure to use, but you know, this system is not a pleasure to use at all, as far as I'm concerned. And I'm really playing for anybody's help at this point. Anything you can think of, you know, I'll definitely give it a try. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your help. And we'll see you later. Goodbye.